This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 20. I'm Absolute Deicide from GruntFreePress.com.
I'm Clay Cuckolds from the fucking internet.
I'm not liking the internet right now, Clay, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Yep.
I don't know if it's the internet or if it's the Xbox.
Or if it's Skype, like, fucking who knows, dude.
You know, locks up, the fucking light starts flashing.
The light
after I shut it off, I don't know what's going on.
The light on what, the Xbox?
So I just unplug everything and fucking hope for the best.
The light on the Xbox is fucking flashing. You do it?
You there?
Yeah, you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now I got you.
I see the light on the Xbox is flashing when you turn it off?
Yeah, just like, I don't know what, if that meant it was updating or what, but that's what it was doing. It was flashing. So I'm like, okay. I had to hard reset, you know?
I think mine does that every time anyway. Just about flashes a few times before it shuts off or what?
Oh, yeah, but no, it kept going. Not just a few times. It was just like, okay, like flash, like off, on, off, on. Like the way the light was going. Like, you know, it's fucking, yeah. I don't know.
Tell you right, dude, just fucking technology, dude, just like computers, like specifically, I haven't really had too much trouble with fucking the Xbox. It's like a problem is fucking, again, you just unplug it and plug it back in, it's fine. But, dude, fucking computers, dude, technology, I don't know why, 2015, it's still a fucking goddamn pain in the ass. Everything is just fucking ridiculous, dude. Like, tried going, this is round two of trying to fucking get a call in, fucking Skype just fucking crashes, like, and no connection, no nothing. Like, my internet's a piece of shit. Like, but who knows? Could be a million things. What are you going to do?
Yep.
I'm just
That's
trying.
What I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, fucking. You saw earlier this week me trying to stream, dude. All I get was a black screen. That was fun.
Oh, I couldn't see that because mine wouldn't load.
Yeah, because it was a black screen for everybody to use. It wasn't fucking streaming. That was the problem.
It's unfucking believable.
I said, dude, fucking had no troubles at all before, dude. Like, what was it, like, end of October? Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I gotta keep checking. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like,
I know.
Like, I see shit, like, fucking, like, going, dude. I'm like, oh, fucking, Joe's held up by strings tonight. Fucking.
I'm rolling some fine tobacco, so I have to keep muting it so you don't hear the machine buzzing.
So, I already get you. You still sticking with the smokers friendly? Is that your just standard?
Well, she gave me some other kind, fucking crisscross.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
Make you want to jump every time I pack one up. No, I mean,
you gotta load it in backwards, like you put the filter in first.
Yeah. My pants are on backwards, actually.
I get my shipment today of like two like,
oh,
giant
so it went
bags.
Through.
Yeah, but it took forever, dude. That's what sucks. It was not cheaper, number one, to order tobacco by mail. And number two is this is the same price, you gotta pay shipping. And then like number two, it took like 2.5 weeks or something to get here. So it's like, dude,
for what? How many? Two bags?
Yeah, I just got two bags of shit. And some filters, and it was still like the same price. Like, I don't know.
Now have you tried it yet? Any like mixing them?
Well, that was the thing. I was looking on there. I looked on that site to find out what like tasted like Camels or whatever. And it was like said Golden Harvest Bold and Golden Harvest Mild, and you mix them together. So, but then I went to the fucking in person to the store. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I ordered like from that site, and like it wasn't there. I'm like, dude, I still need fucking, you know what I mean, about tobacco shit. So I fucking went to the store, dude, and the same shit. I'm like, do you have those two kinds? She's like, oh, yeah, I got it right there. It's, like, the same price. And I'm like, all right. So I just had to fucking, like,
oh, so they had exactly what you got?
Yeah.
I was going to say, be careful telling her, because that lady will freak out if you tell her you got shit online. I'm surprised she didn't.
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, believe me, I didn't tell her.
Oh, all right. I thought you were explaining to her, like, oh, I ordered stuff online.
No, I told her that I went to New Hampshire before, and she flipped out. And like the same shit, there was some guy in there before talking about going to like some other store, and he found something cheaper. And she's like, "No, it can't be," and she was like flipping, right?
That's funny. I'm due for a new bag. I might try the old Mixer Rooney.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna like mixing two different kinds though, because now it's like you gotta open two bags.
What you do, right? What I'm doing is you save a bag of whatever you're using now, save the empty bag, and then it's like you grab a handful of one, handful of the other, put it in that empty bag, and just fucking shake it up.
Just do it like that.
Yeah. Pretty easy.
Okay.
But now what we're talking about for anybody not in the loop, not in the cool kid camp, we smoke butts, dude. Don't fucking buy those fucking corporate brands that's selling you. Fucking roll your own like a man. Fucking save a shit ton of money.
Yeah, dude, fucking $10 for that bag, dude. That's like a carton.
It is. It's ridiculous. It really is. Think all the video games you can buy with that money. I just fucking bought Rainbow Six Siege. I'm gonna hope my internet's gonna. The thing is, dude, like I said, my internet sucks, dude. My fucking streams keep cutting out. But then, dude, I was playing fucking Halo, dude. Like, that's fine, dude. Like, nothing's wrong. I'm not getting disconnected from any of that. So it's like, I don't know. It's just because, like, maybe, like, the, it's gotta be, like, the fucking, like, the bandwidth for, like, playing a game, dude. It's, like, not nearly as fucking intensive or fucking, you know what I mean? As big as, like, fucking when you're streaming shit or, like, trying to watch videos. Like, dude, the other day I was even trying to watch a fucking YouTube video. I'm watching the fucking the bar, like the loading bar, and
Yep.
it was freaking out, like it fucking load up, like fucking like half, it would go up to like half the video, and then it would jump back, like it wasn't like fucking loaded anymore. You know what I mean? It'd fucking like freak out, dude. And
Okay.
then it like fucking like it'd catch up to that spot, and it's like, oh, it freeze, loading video, loading. All right, it's not going. Like it'd be like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't know, dude. I've been trying to like research it, dude. Of course, you're just saying it's like, it could be like a million fucking things, dude. Because it's like, is it my fucking? I ended up ordering a new fucking router, dude. It's like fucking my big fuck you to Comcast. Like, I fucking ordered a not a router, a fucking modem, so I can get rid of theirs. You know what I mean? Fucking get
Okay.
my own. But it's like it could be that. Then I'm like, all right, is it my router? Which I hope not. Is it just bought a fucking like a year or two ago, like a fucking super expensive like gaming router just to stop the shit from happening, you know? But then it's like, all right, so I got this router. Then it's like, well, I go into the router settings. There's like a mil, there's literally like a million different fucking settings you can do. And it's like, dude, what do I do? And it's like fucking, hey, you get like QoS, like the quality of service, like do I turn that on? Do I leave it off? Like, you know what that shit is? It's like fucking like
No.
it's supposed to like separate like the shit that you want, like to like have like a constant like connection. Like it gives more priority to that. So it's like, all right, I'm setting up like my Xbox, my computer, like put that on like the highest setting. You know what I mean? Highest priority. So I'm like, all right, maybe that'll fucking help out. It didn't really help, dude. I'm like looking online. There's people like fucking. Major Nelson's like, oh, don't use fucking quality of service. That fucks shit up. Like, just leave it off. So I'm like, all right, do I turn it off? I try that, dude. Nope, still the same shit. Like, and somebody else is like, oh, I'll leave that in the lowest setting. And it's like, dude, like you get like a million different answers for like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck do I do? Like, what do I do?
That's
I
the
don't know.
internet.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking computers and the internet, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. It's 2015, dude. Everything's just a pain in the ass to like troubleshoot and like whatever, dude. Like, million different fucking things that are fucking can be wrong and fucked up, and it's just like, dude,
If you don't like this country, you could leave, God damn it.
I wish I could leave. I tried to leave the Comcast country. I can't. They fucking won't let me. Like they're fucking like literally locked in the borders. The only
Yep.
fucking only cable company available here, dude, is fucking Comcast. They won't let Verizon in. It's like some deal they have with the town that fucking Verizon can't put fucking Fios in there. You know? So it's like, dude, it's fucking monopoly.
Fucking Nazis.
Yeah.
What they all are.
It's fucking so fucking ridiculous, dude. I'm fucking like, dude, I'm looking up. I'm trying to set up like a VPN, like you know what that is? You fucking like,
I've heard of that.
yeah. It's like so. It's like it gives you like a different IP, and it's
Yeah.
like I'm looking on there, like like if fucking if you're looking like the torrent sites and shit, it's like, oh, I get this VPN. As I click, clicking around there, and it's like, oh, of course they want you to pay for it. I'm like, I'm not fucking paying for it. You know what I mean? It's fucking like defeats the purpose of that. And it's fucking like, you know, like whatever, like, oh, $10 a month and blah. It's like, I'm not going to fuck with that. Then I'm looking in my router settings. There's one that's like, oh, I'll like set up VPN. I'm like, oh, I'll try that. And it gave me like a thing, like a free one. I'm like, all right, this should be easy. Like, whatever. Just download this fucking thing and run it. I fucking do that. And it's fucking like, all right, is it working? Like, I have no idea. And I'm fucking like looking, like nothing seems to change. Like, fucking like, I don't know. Like fucking, I don't know if I did it right. Then I'm like, I'm looking at like this, oh, like help, like how to set up VPN and shit. And it's like, dude, it's not fucking easy at all. It's like you gotta like go in, like, oh, open the command prompt, type run dash config dash blah blah blah, like print this out, copy it here, open your directory, like this, go to this. But it's like, dude, get the fuck out of here, dude. So fucking stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, that shit's frustrating.
I fucking hate, like, I spent more time, almost as much time doing that as I did fucking, like, playing games this week, because I was just fucking flipping, and it's like, oh, God. I also heard, like, nobody's telling you I get that fucking, like, message from Comcast, oh, we know you fucking downloaded some, like, illegal shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was joking, like, oh, you know, fucking, yeah, whatever. Like, oh, they're fucking probably cutting me off. Then I actually read that, dude, if they do fucking, if you do use, like, torrents and shit, dude, like, they will fucking do that shit. Like, they'll fucking just cut, like, not, like, cut you off completely, but they'll fucking, like, limit your bandwidth and, like, fuck with you and shit. And it's like, dude.
Really? You can do that, huh?
Dude, like. Yeah, like they'll like put you on like low priority as far as like getting through to like bandwidth. Like they'll fuck with your connection, just like, you know.
Oh, no shit, huh?
So it was like, is it that? Like, again, dude, it could be a million fucking things, dude. I don't know who to be pissed at. I don't know whether to fucking burn my fucking house down. Like, I don't know. Like, what do I do?
Yeah, that's a tough call. You know, I mean, you could always burn the house down with yourself in it.
Well, of course, you know, I wouldn't want to live with the consequences afterwards. I mean, I'm not a hero.
Yeah, I mean, who is? There are a lot of people on the internet that are heroes.
Not me.
Yeah, not me either.
Yeah.
I'm actually stopping that torrent because now I'm paranoid.
Well, it doesn't matter. The guy probably get you pegged already.
Yeah, they probably have. I thought I read the Tor browsers don't work either. Like, I would try to use them through that.
What are those?
I don't know if you know that, the Tor browser. It's pretty much like it's like an internet browser. Oh. But what it does is changes your IP. It, like, masks it. It says I'm from, like, Bolivia or some random spot. You can change it at a click of a button. You know?
You do that in, like, all the fucking, like, like all the browsers, like even like Internet Explorer, like Chrome and shit too, right? It's like incognito. You go to like incognito mode or some shit. Like,
oh, I've never tried it through them. I don't know. I just downloaded that thing thinking that's how you gotta like get around shit, you know?
Yeah, I think you gotta set up that VPN. There's even like in Windows 10, like you can click on the thing. It's like, oh, like fucking set up VPN or whatever. Like, that's why I knew it like didn't work. Like, oh, I thought it was all set. It was set up. It was still like nothing really changed. And I'm like clicking in the Windows 10 settings. Like, all right, VPN, like add a connection. Like, put in the shit. And it's like, oh, not working. Like, dude, like fucking, this is such a pain in the ass. It's such a fucking, I fucking hate technology. I hate computers. I hate fucking everything. That's why I stick with fucking consoles. See, that's why you're not. That's funny too. I get this fucking gaming PC, and it's like, dude, what am I doing? Like, I'm just fucking with shit, like constantly. Like it's just like a huge pain in the ass. Like, I could almost fucking do without it and just fucking stick with an Xbox or a fucking PS4 or something. Like, it's just so much easier.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of the fucking podcasts I listen to, you know, a lot of them, dude, they're all fucking like, you know, game journalists, so they fucking all their shit for free. So they're all like, oh, I love my PC. Everyone should get a fucking gaming PC and blah blah blah. Like fucking like so easy.
Of course,
everything's so easy now. Then like you hear them, dude. If you listen to them long enough, they're like, oh, well, this just crashed. We had to get a new graphics card, and you know, I got two of them, and that was like $600, but, you know, oh, finally, dude, my whole computer just crashed. I mean, oh, that was an old computer, though. I got it like 3 years ago, so that's okay. I got 3 years of use out of it. It's like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're fucking...
Oh, dude, yeah. For me, and it's like people, I heard some guy, but I think it was fucking IG. Dude, I don't know.
Same fucking breath. Oh, they're so much cheaper to fucking game on PC. It's like, dude, you're a fucking lying piece of fucking shit. Like, that's all it is. Like, consoles are the easiest fucking thing in the world. They wish everything worked like a fucking console.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I don't know.
What were you saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some guy, he's talking about this Fallout, actually. I think it was IGN. I clicked on some stupid video real quick, and it was,
Yeah, is your first mistake?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just fucking clicking around. I saw, I was like, oh, see what these fucking homos have to say. I don't know, something about, just basically don't play it on a console. Like, yeah. The load times are so much better. Like, who gives a shit if fucking 30 seconds of load time is better on the fucking...
That's composed of fucking, like, 5 seconds. Like, you know what I mean? Then how,
like...
Yeah, they say that to you. Then it's like, how much time did those fuckers, like, spend fucking with their, like, graphics? Oh, my anti-aliasing fucking...
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like...
Yep.
Probably like fucking like an hour at least. You know what I mean? I'll fucking deal with the fucking extra 10 seconds of load time.
Now, it'd be one thing if it, if it ran completely smooth on a computer and didn't hiccup like it does. I wonder. It probably does the same thing on a PC.
No, it does. The same. It's the same shit. Like,
it's just the game, right? I mean,
pretty
much.
That's
what it is.
I mean, it's probably better on, like, you know what I mean? Like, the frame rate is probably, well, it depends. It's a thing. People say, like, on, there's no such thing as, oh, I run it on the PC. Like, there's no such thing. Like, everybody has fucking different setup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hey, you could have, people can have the same fucking hardware, dude, and you have, like, different, like, whatever, like, shit installed, like, running the back, and it's going to, like, affect shit, and it's just, like, dude, like, it's ridiculous, dude. PCs are fucking pieces of shit, pretty much.
Yeah, it's, I consider, yeah.
And I say that as a PC owner. I know, like, if you say anything on, like, any kind of comment thing, dude, comment, PCs are garbage, dude. Oh, yeah, okay, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't have one. It's like, no, I do. And guess what? It's what I did all week. Spent all week fucking with it, trying to make it fucking work, so.
Yeah.
And I recently had my whole fucking thing wipe out, dude, so. I was, like, fucking, like, 2-3 weeks ago, my entire system wiped out, so fucking eat a dick.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Yeah. It is what it is, though. Fuck it.
Yep.
Don't give a shit. Going back to the wasteland.
Well, that's the thing, dude. I do give a shit. Because now it's like, dude, I get fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking trying to, like, stream shit. That's my main thing. All I really want to do is just fucking stream my fucking games that I'm playing on a console like a normal person. And I can't, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, God, fuck off. All right, enough of that. I'm done. Fallout, how's that going?
Oh, it's stupendous. I haven't... I wasn't on last week, so I didn't really get to elaborate.
Yeah, long term in the wasteland for the last report.
What day did this release?
What? Same shit last week, like Thursday last week.
That's when this came out? Thursday last week?
Sorry, fucking no. Oh, Fallout was... Yeah.
What was it, November 11th or 10th? Was it that early?
It was the 10th, yeah. Yep.
And it's what?
Today is Tomb Raider.
Okay, so that's about 3 weeks or so from now. I haven't stopped playing.
Yeah, same here. Yep.
And I'm still, I think... I'm just about to level up to 30.
Nice.
And I think I haven't done too much.
Yeah. Yeah, you get the same thing, dude.
Far as story, at least, you know, I don't think, you know, I don't even really know. To be honest with you, I just did the castle.
Nice, you fought,
and
you
I just
that,
got it.
The queen there, Myra,
yeah,
queen.
Yeah, that stupid bitch.
That was a pain in the ass, dude. That was fucking went forever for me. Dude. That was fucking...
Oh, dude, big time. Yeah, I fucked up a few times. I had to think about how I was gonna do it. I don't know how you do it, like, because, like I was saying, I don't know about how the level difference works. You know what I mean? Like when you fight something, like if you just kind of wipe through it, or if you have to use all your shit, like. As far as, like, psycho, like, I need to use that shit to, like, kill things sometimes. you know, like all like the damage resistance stuff, you know, use all that, you know, anything I can sometimes on those hard ones, like not on the regular guys, like you can kill some regular shit, but when it gets to like the tough ones, whether it be that queen or sometimes like a, you know, there's some of those bosses. I mean, I don't know if, on the, I think I'm playing on whatever, very hard or hard. I think it's very hard, not survival, just the one under. But some guys are easy, but some of the bosses, you know, with the skulls, they're really tough. You know, you shoot them right in the face, it just like does nothing. And I gotta like think of a new tactic. Like, okay, you know, I can't hurt this guy with bullets, so I gotta fucking, you know, maybe use melee, fucking. Hype myself up on the psycho, do the damage, run around so I'm not getting hit. That's another thing, dude, the power armor. I feel like it's cool what they did. Like, you kind of, like, they make you, you have to use that shit. Really? I try going really, in without really it. Do. I know that's the thing. Like, well, you don't have to, but there's a lot of times where there's a ton of enemies. And if you're not, you have no armor, I mean, what are you going to do? You just get fucking destroyed. You know what I mean?
Well, I had trouble like at first, like when I hit that that castle. It was pretty early. It was only like level 10 or something, and like that thing was like destroying me. But I just kind of like what I did. I mean, I just fucking did like video, not even like RPG, just like video gamey shit. Where I'd like go into the actual castle and just like fuck, like hide behind a wall and just like sit there and like, all right, hang on, fucking pop a bunch of shit. All right, you're good. All right, fucking pop out, dude. Like fuck, you know what I mean? Like fucking like. Go up top, like on the ramparts and shit. Like,
yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
fuck. Yeah, I tried staying down low when it would fucking just maul you. You know?
I threw like every fucking like explosive I had. I throw mines on the ground, like everything, dude. And it took forever, dude. I did it eventually. I died like once or twice, but I got it.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Tough. I mean, my thing is, it was tough at first, but now, dude, I'm like almost level like 40, and I had fucking like. I'm only playing on normal too, but it's like, dude, I'm using that Ripper, dude. That Ripper is like ridiculous. Like it's fucking, that's gotta be fucking like, again, I'm on normal, yeah, but it's fucking, it's OP. It's wicked. It seems like it's fucking like ridiculous, dude. Like, my thing is, you know, the thing I get, my guy's like, specced up. So he does like, you know, ton of damage from melee. And, I don't know if it's on the Ripper itself, or the Ripper is like the first a little mini chainsaw, but then I upgraded it, so it's got like a big blade, so it's pretty much like a normal chainsaw now. It's fucking got like the extended blade on it, and it disarms people. So like fucking the first thing I do is like, oh, someone's shooting at me, dude. And I fucking just run up to, if it's a group, I run up to the group, everyone, you just hit them a few times, they drop the gun, run up, you know, the next one, fucking chainsaw them. So they have like nothing, dude. They have no fucking guns, you know what I mean? The other thing too is it fucking hits in like a line. So if there's people like surrounding you, you're not like, oh, I'm hitting one guy and getting hit in the back. If they're like grouped up together, it hits everybody. And it fucking makes him bleed too. So it's like, yep. Like fucking, I'm like, fucking, I'll hit somebody, you know, fucking just, I can just like, you know, chainsaw him for like half a second and back off. They'll just bleed out in front of me and just drop. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. That thing's fucking insane. So it's getting to the point, it's pretty fucking easy for me, but I might pop up the difficulty like one or two, like they,
yeah, see how it feels, you know, I mean,
but again, it's not like my thing. I'm just fucking having fun, just fucking around, like fucking walking around.
Yeah, that's the thing, like if you still feel like it's fun, you know, I just wanted that little in between. Like, I didn't want it to be too easy in the beginning, at least. Like, I'd rather have it be easy later on when I at least feel like I'm good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I wanted to, like, struggle through because I like playing. I'll play real slow, you know? Like, I'll drink nonstop, fucking walk around the town. I'll sit at the bar. I'll fucking talk to the bartender, buy drinks off him, drink there. Like, I play it like a retard. Like, that's just how
I do
it. No,
if you're roleplay, it's one thing, too, I will say with this. Like, you know, after playing, like The Witcher. Like, The Witcher's good, but, I mean, you're fucking, like, roleplaying as fucking, like, you know, Geralt or whatever. And it's like fucking like whatever. It's just like, you know, you're making decisions like, all right, whatever, this is funny, like do this. It's like, dude, I feel like I'm like really like role playing like in this game. It's like, dude, I'm like fucking like, you know, really into it. It's fucking like,
yep,
everything you constantly do. So I'm so like with fucking, you know, That Piper, dude, I'm constantly fucking just like, all right, I got a new thing, dude. It's not good for me, but I'll put it on her and her. Does it make her stats better? Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking just like every little thing I possibly can, dude. Or like, if fucking I get a, you buy the house in Diamond City, the home plate or whatever.
I did on my first guy that I never, I got to about level 20 something on my other guy, and that's where I stopped. I made a new guy that I'm doing now that I just got to level 30. So, but I haven't on, I didn't buy it yet on this guy.
Right. So I'm like in there, I'm like really just like fucking like, oh, I'm like setting up like paintings. I'm like putting rugs on. Like you can't even like, there's nothing there. Like it's not like it's a settlement. Like people can't go in there. But I'm like fucking just like,
yeah,
yeah. Artwork, dude. I'm like, oh, this corner's too dark. I'm putting lights up. I'm like, you know what I mean? Putting in like fucking, you know, putting signs on the wall. I'm just like, I'm like, like really, like fuck is the most.
Oh, exactly.
Been like into a game, dude, in a long fucking time.
Yeah, dude. Yep, I'll do the same thing, except I'll do it at the settlement. You know, I'll be like, all right, I'm going to put this guy in this house, put this person in that house. You know, like I built a whole, like, a whole nother thing, like from the regular town. Like, you know, you can take the shacks down,
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
old houses. So I just put like a new one up. I also noticed, I don't know if you did, but a great thing to do is they have a foundation piece under floor. You go to like shack foundation, so you can make the foundation first,
right?
Then start building the walls.
Nice. Yeah, so it's like,
you know what I'm saying,
get an even ground.
Yeah So it's not like fucked up. Sometimes you notice you try to build something, it's like doesn't fit right or whatever.
I heard my thing with the settlements, dude. I have like so many of them at this point. They're all spread out, and I'll just like, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking like kept too much shit on me. Like I'm over encumbered. I'm not even like focusing on one. Like I'm like spreading everything out. I'm just like, you know what I mean? So it's
yep.
Like, all my shit's
just
kinda
to the basics, right? Like maybe a few people here,
yeah.
A few people there.
Yeah. Make shit up. But I heard a pretty good tip, which I thought was pretty smart. Which is, you know, you can build like the bell.
Yep, the bell. I got that.
You
That's
that.
A must.
Yeah, you do that and fucking they all gather around you. They were saying like, if you're like assigning people to like fucking like, you know, this guy's gonna like, you know, farm, this guy's gonna be like a trader.
Yep.
And what you do is you put different hats on everybody, so you know who's who. So it's like you put like
oh.
You put like a fucking like whatever, like a farmer hat on the farmers. You put like a fucking like an army helmet hat on the guys that are like fucking like doing like the defensive shit, just so you know who's
okay.
Who is doing.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I didn't think of that. I haven't been putting them in the clothes, but I should. I just got the perk to send them place to place, so I've just been trying to link everything.
Yeah, I still haven't figured that out. How do you link them? Like I have like that perk, but do you need something or what do you do?
Yeah, you gotta
trade routes.
You gotta highlight them. You gotta just command them, and you'll see. You hit right button. It'll say supply line, and it'll be like when you leave a companion, it'll be like send this person to fucking wherever, and you'll
just connect them.
Yep, and just pick where you want them to go, and then you'll see on your map. When you go check the map, you can show the line like that you already set up.
All right.
You see them all, you know?
And you said if you do that, you can like, it's like, say you put like, whatever, do you like a fucking, whatever, like fucking leather armor or some shit and like fucking like sanctuary and you have like a supply line going to like Red Rocket or something. Like, is that how it works? Like you can fucking,
as far as I know, it should be anything in your sanctuary workbench would be in any place you have connected. So like I connect like sanctuary to the castle. So now when I go to castle, I got all my shit and I can rebuild.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, I gotta do that, dude. If I fucking connected, I'd try to connect everything. Is that
yeah, that's what I do. Connect it to this one. Nope.
Right.
You just connect them.
You just need settlers, though, right?
Yes, that's the idea. Like, I just started with the sanctuary, so I have everybody there. At first, I put a beacon up to, like, attract people there. And I'm like, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I should attract them at the other places.
Yeah, I think my main one's going to be the castle. That's more like in the center of everything, like fucking, you know.
Yeah, and I love the castle, dude. I spent a ton of time fucking.
I'm almost maxed out there at this point. Like, I'm fucking, I don't think I can fucking build much more.
Well, now, you can build in that whole area, right? I mean, did you build a lot outside of it, or?
No, I just focus more in the fucking castle itself, but I'm like, it's already like in the fucking like orange or like red, you know what I mean? Like, you only put a
Wait,
few.
so there's only so much shit you can put within there?
Yep. The fucking where it says
Oh,
size. Oh,
really?
where it says size. Like, fucking, yeah. It fucking fills up, and then like you have too many objects, and like that's it, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like building the Halo map, pretty much.
I thought you could just keep fucking going. Ah, shit. Okay. But yeah, that's cool. I like the castle.
Yeah,
At first, dude, I'm like, fuck. I
Jim.
didn't realize that this happened. Like all the Mylurk shit, like all the eggs and fucking all that shit. I'm like, oh, this looks kind of like shit. But then I noticed I went back and it was like cleaned up
Yeah.
a little bit, you know?
Did you go underneath it?
Yeah, but dude, I got to the end and I am not fucking with that robot. I fucking ran. I turned around and
Yeah,
ran.
dude, the robots are the worst, man. The fucking dude, some of the
Dude,
fucking
you're like
robots.
trapped in the fucking basement. Like, dude, there's nowhere to go. That thing just destroys me.
Mines, dude. Fucking mine the fuck out of like wherever he's gonna go.
You
Fucking
know what my thing is,
lights.
dude? I don't use mines, dude. I keep them all. I just put them all. I put them all away. I never use them that much. I got to, though, because they're powerful.
Yeah, they fuck up their legs so they can't fucking run. It's fucking pretty good.
Yeah, I got to use those more. I just stack them away, like, oh, like, because they take up weight. I'm like, oh, I don't even use them. Fuck it.
I don't think I get a ton of them, but I'll fucking have, you know, a couple. I nuke one, a nuke of mine. I haven't even used it yet, but I'm like, yeah, it's probably gonna be pretty cool.
Dude, that's another thing. Like the nukes, dude, I don't use them because
I don't
they're
either.
so hard to find.
I have quite a few of the actual nukes, dude. And I probably have like three or fucking four like Fat Mans, but I just again, dude, or even like a lot of the big guns, like the mini guns. I'm like, yeah, it'd be awesome to use, but I don't want to take up that much weight. It's like fucking like whatever, like 40 pounds in my fucking inventory to carry this thing around. Like I travel light, you know?
Yeah, that's I was trying to make more of an assassin build with this guy. Like I got like some sneak stuff and shit like that, so I can kind of creep up and snipe a guy, get that sneak attack bonus, you know? Or like a nice backstab or something.
Yeah, I try doing that. It very rarely works. Fucking, I don't. I'm not fucking built for that either. But
Yeah, that's just yeah.
it's
But
cool.
I don't know.
I get fucking Piper, dude. I get some legendary armor. If you crouch down and fight, you disappear. Like you just go
Yep,
fucking.
yep.
I gave that to her, so it's like same shit, dude. I'll be like crouching down trying to like steal something out of a safe or some shit, dude. And she's just like, I'm like, where the fuck is Piper? And like she's just gone. What the fuck is going
You're
on?
like, oh yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I'll wear that with those pieces though. I don't know if you send her out. Like sometimes I'll send her out like up a hallway, kind of like commander. Like, oh, you go first. You go get killed. I'll watch you get. Sometimes they won't even like see her. I'm like, dude, what's going on? They'll like be standing there and won't notice her. They'll see me.
That's a fucking quality, dude. Fucking gold fucking comedy moments from her. I'll tell you that much, dude. It's fucking hysterical. Like fucking the like not like bugs, but just like dumb shit she'll do. As in like I was on a ship and she like fucking like stepped into a life preserver and like it wouldn't get off her, dude. So everywhere she ran, dude, just like dun dun dun, like fucking just
Oh,
like a life
yep.
preserver. Like she's just like all in her legs, dude. She's like fucking looks like she's like tripping up and shit. She's fucking like goofy.
Oh, yeah, dude, that shit would aggravate the fuck out of me. Like, I'm trying to be quiet. She's like stepping on a gun and it's like hitting the wall. It's like, D-d-d-d-d-d. Like, dude, like I'm trying to be quiet here.
Another real good one. I found a fucking distress beacon, like a signal. I'm like, all right, I'm following it, dude. I followed it for like fucking a
Oh,
while.
yep.
And it was like some family like saying like, oh, I'm trapped in a bunker and like fucking we have no air. You gotta turn on the somebody please turn on the generators. We, you know what I mean? I've me and my wife are in here. We're fucking like dying. You know what I mean? So I fucking like follow that to like this fucking like I find the bunker. I turn on, I'm like, I found like where the bunker was. I'm like, all right, well, I don't want it. Maybe if I don't go in here first and I find the generator and turn it on, like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking like thinking, dude, like, turn on the generator before I fucking go in the bunker. So I'm like looking for the generator, dude. If I find it, turn it on. go in there and there's like a fucking like the skeletons. I mean, it was fucking like, you know, I suppose it was probably like going on for like 200 years, you know?
From like, yeah, from
Yeah.
when before the bomb
Before
fell?
the
Okay.
wars and shit. So it's supposed to be like this, like, you know, like touching moment, dude. It's like fucking like a husband and a wife on the bed. They're like holding hands, like fucking like on the ground on a fucking like sleeping bag, dude. And I'm just like, I'm like looking at him, like fucking, you know what I mean? Like they set up, like the way they set up the fucking skeletons, dude. It's like real, like you can tell somebody like took time to fucking make it look like that, dude. So I'm fucking looking at him, dude, on the ground. Fucking Piper just fucking goes in like a fucking elephant, dude. Just bam, just starts like stepping on the heads and shit. The fucking skeletons going fucking like everywhere, dude. Like this. Fucking hysterical.
Yeah, see, that's cool. Oh man, I love it though. I'm having so much
Oh
fun.
yeah, so good. Oh
And it's still like I feel like so much I haven't even.
yeah, I haven't fucking touched the main story at all. I still haven't found fucking Valentine. I haven't found fucking anybody. Like that was like fucking like 60 hours ago. I've been looking for him.
Oh, you can't miss him. He's right in the middle. Yeah.
No.
Oh, actually, yeah, it probably leads to another chain.
Yeah, I get the quest, but I've had the quest since I was like level like 5, and I'm like level 40 now. And it's been like fucking like 50 hours since then.
Yep, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of leaning towards taking your perspective, you know, kind of just go around. Like, don't worry about following this quest or that quest or. I mean, do you even make your quests active? Do you just leave them
Yeah,
off and fucking.
I'll pick like a random one, you know what I mean? Like a fucking like, oh, whatever, like fucking, you know what I mean? Like something fucking like little side quest or like a, what a miscellaneous quest or something. I'll turn on like the marker for it and I'll head towards the marker and it's like those things pop up in your compass, like, you know what I mean? There's fucking place you haven't explored yet, and I'm like, all right, well, what's that? And I'll fucking just go to it and fucking like, all right, well, it's a fucking like, you know, a fucking some kind of factory or a fucking shack, dude. I'm like, oh, I'll check that out, I guess. You know what I mean? Fucking go in there and like whatever.
Dude, have you ever seen any random events yet?
You know what? I was pissed, dude. It was fucking. I thought, I'm like, dude, I heard something in the sky and I saw a flash. I'm like, dude, is that the ship? Like, is that the fucking UFO crashing? I'm like, dude. And they're like, fucking,
Wait, there's
I
a
don't.
UFO crash?
Yeah, it's not, dude. It's been one in every Fallout. It's a random event. The fucking UFO crashes. You can fucking get the alien blaster. Again, not a spoiler. It's been every game, but
It's just random, like completely.
I think so. Yeah, as far as it has been. So I thought I heard it. I saw the flash in the sky. I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm like, I don't want to miss it. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, oh, dude. It was like wicked foggy though. That was a problem. Like, dude, I couldn't see like 2 feet in front of me. I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm gonna fucking miss this. I'm like, dude. I wonder, dude. It's gonna be in some random spot. I'm not gonna be able to get it. So I'm like, well, I wandered around for like an hour. Like, dude, where the fuck is it? I couldn't find it. And I'm like, finally, just like, dude, I don't know. I just fucking gave up. Like, whatever. And I'm fucking like. Walking, dude. Like, and I gave up on it. And I'm like, dude, hopefully I'll find it eventually, or like whatever. And I was like walking between two places I'd been to like a million. I was going to like one of my fucking like sanctuaries to fucking drop shit off, like one of my fucking workshops. And I'm like, dude, I've probably traveled the route like a million times. And then like fucking, it's in like the middle of the woods. I'm like, dude, oh, what the fuck? There's a random cave, like just like an opening. I'm like, what the fuck is that, dude? Like, why is there just like a random cave? Like, I wonder if I've been in here before. Go in there, dude. There's a fucking alien hiding in there. A fucking like
Dude, are
straight up
you
alien,
kidding me?
dude. I'm like, dude,
That is awesome. I haven't seen that.
I murdered him, dude. I got the alien blaster. I fucked with his
No.
body for a little bit, threw it around, tossed it around, and fucking he's fucking pretty cool looking. And I can just like, all right, cool, fucking get out. And I was fucking walking, then like fucking like, you know, a good like, you know, half a mile away, dude. This fucking, nope, there's a ship, dude. This fucking just like ship crash, dude. Like fucking can see where it went through the trees. Like everything's out like a glowing trail of fire, like towards it, dude. It's fucking cool.
Really?
It looked like
Oh,
something.
dude.
It looked like something from fucking XCOM, dude. I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
Dude, let me tell you, I'm so fucking pissed. I was fucking one of those things. I'm going. I fucking heard a same thing. Heard a big explosion. Dude, the fucking computer pulled that bullshit where they come up to you and talk to you, and like everything stops,
Oh,
like right in the middle.
yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what's going on? I see the explosion. She's trying to talk to me. I'm trying to skip through it to figure it out. She's like, oh, it sounded like a ship crashed, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I have no clue, like, even what direction or, like, any, I didn't
Yeah,
see it.
because the angles keep changing, so you don't know what
Yeah.
the fuck. Yeah.
And
That's
that just pisses me off because, like, is that the only time it does it only happen once? It and like, if you miss it, you miss it.
I think I'm gonna just guess that what if it crashes, it crashes. You'll probably like come across it eventually.
You know? Oh, I got you. Okay, that's cool. Then
I don't think it'll disappear. You know what I mean? Like
that's what I'm worried about. Like I don't want to miss it.
Yeah,
that's where I get paranoid about these games. Fucking missing something. You know, that's what I was trying to say. You know,
well,
like if I just
you're gonna miss it anyway because you're gonna have to, you know what I mean? So you have to fucking choose a faction at some point. It's gonna
well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was some shit, dude. It was just like, yeah, I failed a couple speech checks, dude. I'm like, yeah, I probably cut shit off. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, that's just how it goes, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of like what it is. You fuck up, you know? I mean, I'm not going to be that guy that, like, saves it before every single decision and kind of, like, does it this way and goes back and does it that way.
Save this save, then after I finish this quest line, I'll go back and I'll reload this and do the other one. Get all my achievements in one go through.
Yeah, see, I don't do it like that. It kind of bothers me. I'm like, fuck, like I should have done this or I should have done that, you know? But whatever. It is what it is.
So let's check this. Take a break. Make sure Skype didn't fucking ruin everything.
Perfect.
I'd like to buy. Why? Us.
I'm Americanized.
You worship me, but still you suck.
No,
I'm Americanized.
No.
I'll rape your dog with a plow.
USA.
I'm Americanized.
USA.
I'm Americanized. Drop that gun. Drop that gun. Come on, man, let's go kill someone. Cheap fuckers.
Cheap fuckers.
Cheap fuckers. Get out. Cheap fuckers.
Everything came out good. Seemed to be all right.
Yeah. I'm just looking at my little bar here. I'm looking at Skype and it's like got a yellow connection and it's like fucking keeps going to like 2 and 3 bars. It's like it fucking Comcast. Dude.
Yeah. A few times it's kind of cut out a little, but
yeah, it seemed all right. Like it recorded, but yeah, we're back by the way, but trying to go while we still can for fucking Comcast shuts
before the grid goes down.
Yeah. Fucking Jesus Christ, you know, I tell you, I'm gonna have a word. I'm gonna type them an angry letter after I'm done.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna send them one too. Angry email.
Yeah.
They'll probably read it.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Sure it won't go right in the trash or anything.
Yeah, dude. Why would it? Oh, yeah, I was gonna ask you about the perks. I don't know if...
Follow-up perks, yeah. What about them exactly?
Well... I don't know. I like one in particular here down at the bottom. I don't know if you unlocked any at the very end, like any of the last ones.
No, like I'm kind of spread out. But...
Okay. I had to have it, though. It's the intimidation one where you can pacify them. You point your gun at them and they'll put their hands up and stop shooting.
How's it work? Good?
Pretty good so far. I mean, it's pretty funny. It doesn't work on everybody, but... If, like, they're coming right at me, I'll aim at them. You can press A. It'll say something, like, you know, whatever. And they'll stop. They'll put their arms up like they're under arrest, you know. So a lot of the times I'll do that if I can. I think they have to be under you for the first rank, for their level, for it to work. You know, but, like, you open the next one, and you can incite them to attack, and then... The next one, you can give them specific commands, which I'd like to see what that could be.
Nice.
You know, so I'm working on that one. I have to have it. I felt like intimidation is just perfect. Like, just point your gun at them, fucking. You can make them attack their buddy, I think, with the second one.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, some good ones, but so is the bomb. So it takes fucking forever to get there. I spent like, so I just spread my shit out a little bit. And it's like, I'm getting like, all right, well, I want to fucking, you know, get like the gun nut and the fucking armor and the blacksmith and all, you know what I mean? Like all.
So
like,
you want to do science and shit like to, to fix your.
Well, they're all spread out between, you know what I mean? Between all of them, like all like the, attributes or whatever. So I've been like, oh, I gotta, you know what I mean? Like, I have the attributes, just I gotta fucking pump the points into them, you know? So I've been doing all that shit pretty much, just like all the crafting shit and like the fucking, like, you know, all that shit. Then I'm like, fucking, like, early today, I'm like, oh yeah, dude, I still don't know fucking, like, cannibal. I need to be like, fucking, I think it's like 8 endurance or something.
Yep.
So it's like, fuck, dude, I gotta pump like one more point into endurance and then like another point into cannibal to do it.
I'm trying to plan it ahead.
I just don't know how Piper's going to react to that. I'm going to just take a guess. She's not going to like it, but it'll probably be pretty funny. I start fucking eating people in front of her.
Now, do you think – you haven't found all the companions yet, huh?
I've found quite a few. I probably got at least like 8 of them.
Did you find my girl that I'm using, Kate?
No, I don't think so.
I'm shocked. I'm surprised you haven't found her yet.
Where is she? What town?
She's right in – she's in the combat zone.
All right, yeah, no. I
don't know if you've ventured to the combat zone. It's like it's a little...
Yeah, I think I stepped into it for a little bit, but no, I didn't fucking haven't like.
Did you step in? Could you tell me about your experiences when you stepped in?
I don't know. I think I remember seeing like, oh, a combat zone. I fucking went in there and like that. I just kind of like went around it or something. I don't know if I actually like did much in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd know, I think, because I think. Because it turned into a pretty big fight when I went in.
yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe we've seen it yet. I don't know. I'm just fucking.
Dude, at first. Right now. Oh, see, it's like I don't think this is gonna spoil anything, right? Just stop me if you think it is. I don't know. I mean, if I describe the place and like what I thought was gonna happen, if you haven't done it yet, I mean, it's not really a big thing. I mean, it's just.
That's all right. It's Tales of a Jerky Town Vendor is what we're doing here.
Okay, it was it was cool because you go in and it's like this big bar. It's like a bar with like a cage fight in the middle.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen it yet. But yeah.
So I walked in, I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I'm talking about. I'm gonna be able to do some cage fighting and shit like that, and like do some quests like that, beating people up in the cage. But it didn't quite work that way. I ended up going in there and. The music stopped because apparently raiders don't like when you walk into their party, and it turned into a big brouhaha in the big fucking in this like arena place, you know.
That's awesome.
But it was kind of cool. I was just, and I haven't progressed enough yet to where I don't know if I can eventually keep that place and maybe build it back up to like have it functional, which I don't think you can, but that would be so cool if you could build it up and back to a normal bar and have people come in and you could do the fights. But I think that's just me trying to wish it was like that.
Who knows? Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's like some little, you find like the back alley or whatever, like right outside of like Diamond City. Yeah. It's like a little like fucking like whatever, like some little, it's just called like back alley. It's a little shitty, like raider camp, dude. I'm like, oh, that's weird. It's like named or whatever. I think of it. Maybe he had like a key to get into it or some shit. There's a few raiders in there, dude. I fucking murdered them. Then it's like, oh, here's a workbench, and it's like, oh, yeah, I can build it up. I'm building that up, like, whatever, like, who knows?
Oh, I think I did it my first one. It's, yeah, it's, like, in an alley. There's, like, two ways in. There's, like, two doors.
Yeah.
It's, like, really, like, thin area, but...
Yeah, we can build it up. It's, like, real small and shitty, but it's, like...
Yeah,
it's,
I was like, dude, I can barely fit, like, any beds in here. Like,
I threw a fucking artillery thing, like, up on the roof somewhere, like, a fucking, like, an artillery fucking cannon.
An artillery? I don't know what that's about. Is that good?
Oh, you'll find
artillery. I can't build that shit, dude. What is that? I haven't unlocked anything like to build new.
No, you'll find it. If you got the castle, dude, you'll get it eventually. It starts there. You'll find it. I barely use it, but I build it. Gives you a shit ton of defense when you build it, so I just do that. But I haven't really used the artillery.
Did you find the sea monster yet? Did you do that?
No, I don't think so. No,
that's a quest. That's over in the. What area would that be? The Because I'm not sure. It's not, like, too far down. It's, like, near the water there. Near, kind of right near,
Dude, I've barely gone to the fucking, like, the ocean at all, dude. I see, like, I was up in fucking, I was talking about, have you done the Constitution yet?
Oh, no, I have it, though. I walk by it, and it, like, prompts me to go there.
That's amazing. It's one of the fun.
Is that something I should save?
It's not even, like, a big thing. It's like a side quest, dude. It's not, like, a faction quest, dude, but it's fucking funny as fuck, dude. It's really good. One of the best quests I've fucking done.
Really?
Fucking, like, any game, really, dude. It's fucking funny as hell, dude. It's really good.
Without giving me any spoilers, anything you want to get into without?
I'll say it starts off, like, standard. I mean, you see what it is, right?
I saw that it was a looked like a ship, like right. up in the air or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
there's some cannons firing and fucking swashbuckling going on, dude. At least for me, because I had the Ripper, dude. Like in the actual ship, dude, it's fucking pretty good towards the end. But okay. It ends up you can go up to like this really high fucking like skyscraper. I'm just like you could see like I was looking out, you know, like across the entire map. I'm like, dude, like there's fucking like a lighthouse over there. There's like a beach. I haven't fucking been to like any beaches, no nothing, dude. I'm like, dude, wow.
Is that all the way south? I haven't gone down to south like all the way.
I was just looking, dude. I could see like the jetty and shit. You know what I mean? You see like a whatever, dude. This fucking like you know like lighthouses and like fucking like you know look like a fucking like beach and shit. I'm like, dude, if I can, you gotta be able to go there, I'd hope. And I'm just like, dude, if I could fucking get up there, dude, that's fucking amazing. It'd be fucking great to see that shit.
I wonder what direction you're looking. I'm looking at the map right now. Maybe if you're looking out towards, looks like there's some islands and shit out there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, oh, dude, another no-go. I don't know if you've tried to swim with power armor yet.
Oh, but, yeah. No, yeah, I figured that.
Dude, I didn't even think of it. I'm like, oh, yeah, let me just fucking jump in the water. And I'm like, I'm sinking. Like, I can't do anything. I'm like, okay.
It's cool what to do. You just fucking walk on the fucking, on the bottom, dude. Like,
can you not, like, drown?
No, I think you're good. I have the Aqua Boy thing on too, so I can't drown.
Oh, anymore. I didn't do that yet. I've been making the Myrlert cakes that you can breathe into water for like whatever. So I was like, oh, I'll just make those instead of fucking wasting the perk point. Like I haven't been wasting points on like any kind of like hacking or unlocking because I'll just bring the companion.
Oh, okay.
And the companion will do it. You know what I mean?
I just do it myself. You get fucking XP, ton of XP for that. And
that's true.
That Piper fucking loves that shit too. Every time you fucking
talks,
like, oh, Piper fucking loves you. It's like,
dude, you gotta get Piper out of there. Once you get her perk, dude, get her out of there, dude. Fucking get the next guy.
Dude, I like her, dude. I'm in love with Piper. She's fucking amazing.
Yeah. See, I keep her at arm's length. You know, I do have her maxed though. But but I just wanted to fuck her, you know, and then just leave her at home.
No, yeah, I gave her my wedding ring, everything. You were in it together. We're fucking all in.
Wow. I don't know what your wife and kid would think about that.
Oh, well, wife's dead, so who gives a fuck, you know?
Yeah, well, she's in heaven. She can see what you're doing.
It's true. But
obviously.
I prayed at the North End Church. You know, let her know. She said it was okay. She gave me a sign.
Oh, dude, tell me you came across the initiates.
The Esplanade, those guys.
Is that what that is? At like the Boston Pops thing?
Yeah, the hatch cell. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I did that. Yeah, no, they all get murdered, all of them.
Yep, yep. I wasn't sure what it was.
I tried going along with it, dude. You know what I mean? And it was like, I'm like, all right, we'll see what happens. Just like whatever. Dude.
Did you give them all your shit?
No, dude. As soon as it's fucking that happened, dude. Piper says something like, "You're not that dumb, are you?" And I'm like, "I'm like, no, you're right." And I fucking decided murdering everybody.
Dude, how awesome is that? I've come across two people like that so far that are like scam artists that try to get you. I don't know if you came across the other one too, but he's a little.
I want to find the. I keep going. I haven't found like the actual faction. You, Children of the Atom. Like I keep like seeing them.
I see them, and I shoot them, but
they're
tough, found them
either. Those guns they have are fucking brutal.
Those are the plasmas, right? Oh, gammas.
They radiate the fucking shit out of you, dude. It's fucking ridiculous.
Now, see, I assumed because I haven't really found them yet. I started doing the railroad. I thought maybe that's who the railroad is or something, but
no, it's not. I'll tell you that. I found those guys, but yeah, it's not that.
Okay. I didn't start that one yet. I'm like, I found it. I followed the railroad and met the leader. And now I get to meet him again, but I just been putting that one off. I figure I'll wait. I just wonder, you can do them all, right? Up into a certain point.
Up to a certain point. I guarantee it. It's all the other ones have done it. It's like,
because I don't want to be like doing Brotherhood of Steel if it's going to make, you know, this guy hate me and then
I don't think it'll be like that, but it's going to come to a point where it's just going to be like, you know, if you sure you want to do this, if you do this, it's going to like cut off all the other faction quests type of deal.
Okay. That's when you know, okay, let me just go do a different...
Yeah, just keep doing the other ones up until the same point, and then you're like, all right, just pick a side now and fucking go, you know?
Dude, wait until I get there. I hope we're doing one live, because I tell you, that's where I get stumped at Rainbow Six Vegas. I was so undecided that I literally couldn't make a decision, and I never finished it, because...
Rainbow Six?
Did I say Rainbow Six? I meant... Well, because it's Vegas, that's why I was thinking that. That's why Vegas. Yeah. I could not decide who to pick. I'm like, dude, I'm like, I literally, like, this game was awesome. I'm like, dude, it literally broke my spirit. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I couldn't decide.
My thing with that game is I picked a side and I went with it. I'm like, oh, I'll go back afterwards and, like, you know what I mean? I'll replay it. Then, like, after I finish it, I'm like, yeah, that game wasn't that good. I'm not going to fucking even bother going back. Like, fucking that.
I still liked it. I mean, I didn't think it was that great, but I just love Fallout.
Felt so fucking, like, empty, dude. There's, like, nothing to it. Like,
yeah, you're right.
It's, like, desert and shit. I mean, it was just like, yeah, whatever. It's a
even
desert.
Even, like, the town. Like, so, remember the,
Vegas.
The greaser town? Like, Elvis's?
Even fucking, like, New Vegas, dude, it just felt like there's nothing there. It's like these little empty fucking areas, dude. Like, a few people walking around. There's, like, nothing to it. Dude, like, fucking this dude, this one, dude, like, is awesome, dude. I fucking love it, dude. I love, like, everything just everywhere.
Do you feel, now that you can make a little better, you know, assumption, is this the best one? I mean,
It might be, dude. Yeah. I mean,
I think it has to be, right? I mean, it just is just so much.
Yeah, dude. Like I said, I'm so, like, sucked into it. I mean, like... You know what I mean? It's fucking so good. Like,
yeah, and I mean, like you said, there's little bugs, but nothing yet has fucked up to the point where, you know.
Every bug has been fucking, like, hilarious, dude. Like, they've all been, like, really funny. Like, fucking, like, you know, there's nothing, like, as brutal.
Yeah, just stupid shit. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, like, I've gone to rename, like, a gun, and, like, it'll, like, the game will freeze. Like, I can't name it. Like, it'll lock me out at the keyboard. Like, I can't. You know, I'll still hear a sound like it's working, but I can't go to dashboard. It's like it fucks up. I have to literally shut it off.
I haven't tried renaming my gun, so I don't know.
Okay, yeah, it happens. I think it's when the prompt comes up has something to do with that, because it was freezing when in the beginning when I was trying to make my name, when it would pop up to the keyboard on Xbox to write your name. It wouldn't let me do it. It was like that was fucking it up. So that's what it feels like, the same thing. When I'm renaming the gun, a name thing pops up to change your name, and then it fucks up, you know?
Yeah, I haven't tried that, so I don't know.
I don't do it anymore now because of that, so I just say, fuck it.
I heard there is, like, some kind of patch coming, so who knows? I think it's, like, some, like, beta on PC, but I don't know. It'll come eventually. I'm sure it'll be fucking patched for, like, years to come, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's just an, you know, A-plus game so far. Absolutely. I mean,
you know, I just wrote down a little thing. I was fucking, like, wandering around. I found some, like, fucking, like, ruined fucking police station. And it's just like, oh, whatever. There's, like, really nothing in there. There's, like, one, like, you know, it's, like, a random terminal on, like, the top floor. And it's just checking that, dude. It's just like, dude, there's, like, I don't know. There's, like, five, like, entire articles, dude. Like, you know, news articles just in that terminal. It's just, like, fucking a little side thing you can find. It's like, dude, there's, like, they took the time to, like, write out, like, five fucking articles about, like, five full fucking articles about shit, dude. Like, the Eddie Winter shit, like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait.
It's just words. It's just fucking, like, you know, shit in a terminal, like a random fucking.
I know. Terminal. I like that, though. I'll read all those things. I'm, like, fucking, trying to figure it out.
Yeah, dude, it's like fucking, like, you know, it's supposed to be like Whitey Bulger, dude. Just fucking, like, Eddie Winter, just fucking, like, you know, talking about how, like, he disappears and shit. Like, they're trying to find him. It's just like they're linking, dude. They're linking to, like, you know, Fallout 2, talking about, like, oh, the president disappeared, like, all this shit. And, like, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, like, oh, he's off, like, the coast of California in an oil rig, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, like, that shit that happens in, like, Fallout 2, just, like, they're connecting everything. It's just, like, so good, dude. It's, like, little details.
That's what they, yeah, exactly. That's what I think people like, you know? Or like, it really means nothing, but it does at the same time.
Oh, it does, yeah, dude. It sucks you in. I like, dude, I was in a fucking church, dude. And, like, I'm fucking, like, wandering around the fucking, like, top floors and the fucking rafters of a church, dude. There's, like, fucking, like, two skeletons up there. It's supposed to be, like, a guy and a girl, dude. And the way they place it, dude, it makes it look like the guy's, like, fingering the girl, like, the skeletons, dude. It's just like that, dude. It's just like, wow, dude. It's fucking, like, so, like... You know, or like I said, dude, that fucking the Constitution, dude, that's just like a little thing. Like, you might not miss it because it's a giant ship up in a fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, you'll probably fucking go onto it eventually, dude. But fucking, like, dude, it's like that quest is just so fucking, like, funny, dude. It's just so good. Like, fucking, like, so much shit. It's just fucking, game's fucking amazing.
Yep. All the little things they do, you know, like all those little references that I don't even know about, you know, I happen to like, you know, like you mentioned, like the Pikmin one, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I had no idea, like,
yeah, just,
about what that is.
I just did that one. It wasn't so as like close to a reference as I thought it was. You were talking about, I thought it was going to be like fucking yeah, it was fucking some H.P. Lovecraft story, Pikmin's model. And it kind of is like, it's fucking like,
isn't that the idea? Like you said, like he's painting like fucked up paintings or something.
Yeah, but it was different. The story is fucking like, yeah, like that was just like, he was just like a serial killer or whatever, right? Like he was just fucking murdering people and like setting them up and like whatever.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, and just fucking like, he was just a you know, painting shit too. Yeah, the Lovecraft story was more like fucking like, the guy would paint like all like these monsters and shit and like every, you know, he's just like famous artist. Everyone's wondering like, you know, how he got like his inspiration. Then like someone follows him and he was like... had like a portal, not like a portal, it was like an underground fucking city, dude, and there's like all like these fucked up monsters down there, you know what I mean? So he was just like painting them, like, you know, and fucking like they were real, you know what I mean? He was just fucking like painting them like that, like type of deal. That was just fucking, okay. That Pikmin was just like fucking like, kind of like
sort of, it's almost like it was kind of a reference, but their creation at the same time, right? Probably, they didn't rip it off, but they're like, oh, if anyone, they'll know what this is if they know what that is, you know?
Kind of. I just like the name Pikmin and the painting, kind of, and he was a serial killer or whatever, I guess, but I thought it was going to be like, fucking, he'd find him, dude, and like, he'd go, like, and he'd go underground. I thought they'd be like, fucking, like, oh, he'd say something, they'd be like a fucking, like, giant, like, fucking, like, whatever, like, some kind of monster down there, like a fucking, like, Deathclaw or a fucking Centurion or some shit. I wonder if those are in the game, too.
I don't know. What's that? It's the Centurion?
Yeah, they're like fucking like, they almost look like fucking like radiated fucking like camels, dude. They're fucking weird.
I can't recall them.
There's like blobs, dude, and there's fucking giant blobs. I know they're in fucking 3 and shit, but who knows?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I run into like, dude, if I run into a Deathclaw, it's like, get the hell out of there, because that thing, like, it will maul you in this. Oh, it's just so hard to...
Oh, they're fucking brutal, yeah. I said, I have fucking some trouble, dude. They're fucking, the standard ones I can pretty much murder now without too much trouble. But I ran into a fucking glowing one at some point, dude. I think it's fucking...
A glowing Deathclaw? Oh my god, dude. I haven't seen that yet, and I...
That thing, I ran, dude, and used my fucking... I had fucking Piper and some... I was on a quest with somebody else, dude. I used them as, like, a shield. And you just fucking tore through them, dude. I was like... I started tossing grenades and like everything, dude, and fucking hiding and fucking jamming stim packs at myself.
Oh, dude, it's great. That's another thing. I'll be trying to eat the food, you know, instead of using the stim packs as much as I can.
Yeah, I only use the stim packs if I'm like actually battling, you know what I mean? If I'm like,
yeah, exactly,
fucked up.
Yeah, like, dude, if I find a bed, I'll sleep, you know, refresh. Try to get the well-rested bonus if possible.
Yep.
You know, all that shit. I love it. It's fucking awesome. I don't want to stop.
Random question. You found Vault 81 yet?
Vault 81. Is that... Let me look. I don't think so. That number doesn't sound familiar.
I'll leave it then. I'll leave it at that. But I'll say it was fucking nice surprise, dude. Not even what you think. Like, you know how fucking the vaults work in the game, dude? And they're all like, everyone has their own little gimmick. Like, fucking, like, whatever. There's always something wrong with everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the one, like, whatever, vault fucking 13 in the first one, dude. Like, no fuck, like, the water chip fucking failed or whatever, dude. And, like, whatever. The one in this one's, like, fucking, you know, everyone's fucking cryogenically frozen or, like, fucking, there's always something fucked up about each one, dude. But it's fucking surprising that one. There's a whole little, like, backstory about it. Like, it's a fucking, like, actual, like, people in there and shit. And, like, cool little fucking, like, backstory to it. And fucking a whole, like, whole entire just, like, quest line and shit. Like,
now, what area would that be in?
I know it's like, I'm not, again, I don't fucking look at the map, dude. I couldn't really tell you. I just want, well, I like literally just wander around. But
okay.
Yeah, I just stumbled on it when I was wandering. I was like, oh, cool, a vault, dude. And I fucking like whatever. I figured it'd be like an empty like ruin, you know what I mean? Fucking ruin, fucking vault, like go and fucking like find shit. But no, dude, there's fucking like real fucking quest lines and shit, like a whole fucking like whole thing in there. It's pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait.
And again, dude, it's not like a fucking part of any, like, you know what I mean? I don't think it's a part of any quest or anything, dude. I just fucking stumbled on it. It's fucking cool.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, there's just so much shit. It's just fucking cool. I was thinking, like, oh, would I make another guy? Or would I just make this guy fucking maximum capacity, you know? I'm interested to see what's going to happen at the end. I mean, is it like really come down to you're just going to defend your settlements? I mean, I do like how shit respawns. I think that's fucking key, like awesome. You know, it sucked in the last one and everything dead. It's like, dude, what am I supposed to do? Everything's dead.
Yeah, it's cool, dude. Yeah. And fucking, yeah.
But dude, everything will respawn. It's awesome. You know, like, oh, fuck. Like, I'll be walking like those guys are there again.
That's it.
Fuck. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm interested to see what happens. Maybe the defenses get a lot more intense. You know, I mean.
Yeah, I only did like a couple of them. They're pretty easy. It's like fun. It was just like rat, like a few rad roaches and like some ghouls popped up and like that. Was
yeah, it. But maybe it depends on the size. Maybe if you don't have it built up, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Try to build up the castle, so I'm sure they'll come try to take that.
And again, that's just like side shit. Like, I don't even know what the fuck. Like the main like quest here, what the hell that's gonna do. I still haven't fucking met the Institute. Like, I have no idea. I hear people talking about it. I have no idea.
I haven't met that yet. I've run into synths. I know what they are now.
Oh yeah.
But like, I don't know anything about the Institute.
Fucking
other than
Terminators.
Those. Yeah. Yeah. Well, from what I gather, I mean, I haven't gone through them, but it seems like the railroad is leading towards that way.
I think that's, like, the main story is leading that way. Like, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, I haven't touched it, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to. That's another thing. I guess you have to figure it out. Like, sometimes it's tough to tell, like.
Yeah, what's main story?
Is this
story
one a main mission?
Fucking,
yeah.
I guess they all probably lead to the same place, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure if we just fucking, except, like, the factions, like, you know what I mean? Like, the fucking, whatever, dude, Minutemen, like, and the Brotherhood and all that. Like, they all kind of give you, I think they all kind of give you hints towards the same thing. So it'll probably just lead to the same spot, I'm sure.
Eventually, yeah. So. Yeah, that's, exactly what happens, you know? Like, I don't know how you handle this, but have you ventured around Diamond City at all? Like, talk to anybody?
Yeah.
So you met Cook?
I got a house. Cook.
So bartender?
I think so, yeah. Which one? There's a couple of them.
He's not the Russian. He's, like, a white guy, older guy. Like, not mob type, but, you know, you could say he's probably on the mob side of things, I guess, kind of. Seems like that, like maybe, just a regular white guy. There's a wife there, a girl. You run into a girl.
Or the one that's in the bar all the time, like that.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That they have like a little quest line.
Oh yeah, I think I beat the shit out of him. Right? Is that what it was?
Is that what happened? Did you? I don't know how you handled it. Does the guy comes in and he's mad because he's banging his wife?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what you did, but. You just beat him up?
Something like that, yeah.
Like the husband's side or something?
I took the wife's side. Now the wife's at the other bar.
Okay. Huh. See, it's fucking, it's weird. Like, I told him to, like, screw off or something, and he left. And now it's like, It, dude, it's weird. I did it different this time than the way I did it the first time. But it does. But my point is, it does lead you to the same spot, like no matter what way you do it, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of shit like that.
Well, yeah, like in the first one, you know, like there's like some kind of drug deal. I don't know if you did that. Did you run into anything like that after you beat him up?
Yeah. Okay, yep. No, I remember that. Yeah, you need to fucking go to like a harbor or some shit, and they're
yes.
Like, yeah.
All right, so you did that. See, okay, I couldn't trigger that in this one, in this playthrough, because I did something with the speech with the husband. Like I told him to get out of there or something, and now I can't get that part. Like I can't get that drug deal, which I was kind of pissed because I wanted to do because I did it on my first one, and there's tons of drugs there that you can take.
Yep, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, dude, yeah. And it's like, but fucking, I couldn't do it on this one. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I literally, I didn't know what to do. I think I fucked it up because I said no or something the first time. And he's gone now because that guy ends up killing him. Cook. And he's like, oh, I had to kill him. He waved a gun at me. And the whole thing is like, do I tell the girl? Like, he's like, oh, you're not going to say anything. You know, like, do I tell the wife, you know? Yeah. So I had to just, I'm like, dude, I need to get those drugs. So I just told the wife, and I fucking murdered Paul in its house with a stealth boy. Fucking, oh, it was great. Just fucking one shot stab, just murder him and fucking. But yeah, I'm trying to. I still haven't heard anything. I'm trying to like. I want to find that ghoul, the drug dealer. I want to get those drugs.
Yeah, no, I definitely did that. Yeah, I took all the drugs. Yeah.
Yeah, I even went to that spot. I'm like, dude, I know it's around here somewhere. I was walking. I'm like, where is it?
It's probably the trigger unless they're on
exactly. West. It wasn't there. I'm like, dude, it should be right here, I bet. Like, this is where it was, you know? Like, nothing. Fuck. I'm like, maybe I got to wait and come back at, like, midnight or something, you know? But
that'd
I'm still
awesome.
Waiting to
it'd
see.
It'd be awesome if you could do that. Like, fuck, if you knew, you know what I mean? You could play through again. Like, it was like a certain, like, day and, like, time of day, you know? Like, you had to fucking, like, time it out. You could just fucking pick you up there and just fucking murder everybody. You just take everything for yourself.
That's another thing. Do you happen to know what day you're in, like, in-game? Like, month you're in or anything?
No idea, no.
Because I noticed it right on Christmas, dude, they put a tree up. In Diamond City on Christmas.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
I was like, get out of here, dude. There's Christmas lights up and shit. I looked. It was 12:25. I'm like, dude, that's awesome.
That's crazy.
And they were gone like the next few days. You know what I mean? It was awesome. But just little shit like that. Like, that's awesome. That's what they, you know what I mean? That's how you got to get people immersed in the game, you know?
Yeah. Just so much fucking detail, dude. It's so good. It really
is. And the day-night cycle, I love it. The radiation storms are fucking awesome. I mean, those are just fucking awesome. You've seen those now, right?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them. Yeah, it wasn't like...
I thought they were cool.
They're cool. They really fucked me up that much. I was just like, oh, whatever. Just like walk right there. I'll fucking take a rat away afterwards, I guess. Like, I'm fucking fine. But...
I just think it's cool and creepy, you know? Like, you're walking around and it's just fucking, like, incoming the storm and you... It's just fucking awesome. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, dude, I was looking for that ship. The fucking fog is incredible. It's fucking, like, real heavy fog, dude. You can't see fucking 2 feet in front of you. That's just fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, dude. That is awesome. Yep. That fucking creeps me out, too. I'm like, oh, dude, I know there's a death claw just waiting somewhere. No, but I was going to say about a random event. This fucking happened. I was just some spot, I think near a tunnel, near like the Mass Pike Tunnel area or something. And fucking, there was some raider there or something. I don't know, some guy, whatever. I ended up killing him. And some random guy was there with a dog. And he's like, oh, do you want to buy my dog or something? Like, was going to sell me a different dog. I'm like, yeah, I'll buy it. And he's like, oh, actually, never mind. I don't want to sell it to you. And he fucking left. And, dude, I'm like, what the fuck? I want that dog. I reloaded it, And he wasn't there the next time. I'm like, you motherfucker. I'm like, because I, whatever reason, like my speech, I didn't either. Like, because that's why I like to drink. You get the charisma bump.
Oh, right, right.
Plus all the other shit, you know, so I make sure I'm charismed out, you know, like when I'm going to talk.
But you lose a bunch of other shit, too. You lose, like, your perception, your fucking, like, whatever.
Well, no, I only do it, like, when I'm going to go into town. Like, I'll put on a nice suit or something. Know when I'm going to talk to people. So that way I have my charisma up. You know, I already got it maxed out anyway, so I don't even do that anymore. But yeah, dude, I thought, like, I'm like, oh, I got to make sure I'm charismed out so I can get that dog. And he didn't show up again. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking that random. Yeah.
I'm like, that's cool, but that sucks because I wanted that fucking, it's like some different dog.
That's awesome. Yeah, I seen a couple, I seen like fucking walking by Sanctuary. There's like a grave. You know what I mean? There's a fucking, just like a raider just fucking putting flowers on a grave. It's fucking just like,
no.
Yep. It's fucking like whatever, dude. And then like, you saw me and just fucking started attacking me. And I'm like, yeah, that's fucking this random shit like that. So
that is awesome. That is awesome, dude. Yeah, this is a fucking pretty good game, dude. It's fucking definitely their best one, I think. But it's just fucking.
Makes me think what fucking the next Elder Scrolls is going to be.
I was just
like, going to
say, I
like,
bet the Elder Scrolls people are like, probably freaking out, like, dude, how good is the next one going to be?
This is the same people, I think, most of them. But it's fucking just like, dude, like, I think, like, Fallout's, like, their B tier, you know what I mean? Like, Elder Scrolls where they fucking put most of their fucking, like, time and effort, dude. So.
Oh, I just meant, like fans, like, Elder Scrolls fans, like, are probably like, oh, yeah. You know, look how good this is, like, you know. Yeah.
And I like fucking Elder Scrolls. Like fucking, I thought Skyrim was, you know, it was a little fucking, that was a little too dumb.
Too easy mode, yeah. Just fucking walk through it. It was still all right, but I didn't love it. Like I thought I had more fun with Oblivion, honestly.
I always say fucking Morrowind's my favorite.
Yeah, Morrowind's just a little too hardcore for me. I mean, I gotta be in the mood because you gotta read so much shit and you can barely see the writing and.
Like
if there were, I'd probably play that with mods. That would be fun, you know. Maybe like beef it up a little, look better or something.
All right.
Make the text better.
Played it on fucking original Xbox, dude. I fucking loved
it. Yeah, dude. I used to watch Jared playing that. I'm like, dude, you are fucking retarded. Like, you're gonna walk all the way across the map. Like, you can't read fucking anything. Like, dude, how can you play this?
Oh, I could read it. I don't know. I could read everything fine.
Well, Jared had a small little, before little HD TVs, you know? We're talking, tube TVs.
Right. I have an HD one, but I had one that was good enough that I could read shit. But
yeah, it was just fucking, I was like, dude, how can you be having fun? And little did I know that these games are fucking great.
Yep. Yeah, it's fucking, yeah. I mean, I can't really say yet because I haven't fucking, like, you know what I mean? I haven't fucking gone to the end of it to see, like, where the story goes and, like, all the quests go. Yeah, I mean, this might be my fucking favorite fucking Fallout, dude. Not saying a lot because I fucking love the fucking first one.
But yeah, I mean, for me personally, I don't have to even see the end. It's just fun. Like, it could just fuck up and be fun up to this point.
Well, yeah, like I'm saying, I could get to the end, it could just freeze up and, like, fucking delete all my saves or some shit, then I'd be pissed, like, yeah.
Yeah, that would suck. What would you do?
I'd be pissed, like, if I were to start from scratch, dude, I'd definitely
would you restart?
No, maybe eventually, but probably not right away. Like, I need time to fucking cool off, definitely. I want to get into it as much as I am now, I'd be like, I'll play for, like, an hour. And
yeah, you'd feel, like, scorned, yeah. Like, ugh.
Like, that would fucking ruin it completely for me, anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping doesn't happen. I mean, I haven't heard about that. I haven't really looked, but I'm hoping that's not the case. Well,
yeah.
We'll see.
That's Fallout. It's pretty good. Good. I'd say it's decent.
Yeah, oh yeah. Absolutely. I don't want to play anything else. I'm still waiting for Star Wars to get here.
Yeah.
But
yeah, switching. Did you play any more of the Siege beta?
Yeah, I played a little bit of it. I had a few problems. One kind of big problem that I'm finding, for me at least. I don't know.
What's that?
Like, the connection is okay. It's whatever. Sometimes you get kicked out. Sometimes could just be the beta, whatever. But, you know, it'll be like, oh, connection failed, you'll get kicked out, have to redo everything. But the one thing I just kind of noticed that kept happening, and I kind of thought that this would happen, is like there's only so many ways to go. So what people do is just shoot through random walls. And there's like a good chance that you're in that room because there's not that many rooms to hide in. And I just get murdered because somebody happens to know that I would be hiding in that room and they shoot through the wall and I have no clue and I'm dead now because they got lucky shooting into the random room.
But
I feel like that happens a lot.
Are they just shooting randomly or are they spotting you? Do they have like, they're looking through a camera or something? You know, because they can fucking see you.
That very well true. That see, that's where I'm not positive. So I didn't play that much to figure that out. I'm like, but I know I kept getting shot from like outside in through the wall, or they'd be in another room just like firing in walls, just shooting, and it would hit me.
Well, that's kind of can do that in that game too. I mean, it's not like I've done that before too. You're just, you know, shooting people. You're just shooting to fucking like put a hole in the wall so you can see through. You know what I mean? Like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, this would be like, yeah. I mean, I'll die instantly. Like, they're just, I don't know. I don't know.
You die instantly anyway. I mean, it happened to me a couple times. Like, fucking, I'd be, like, defending, like, trying to set up traps. And, like, somebody would, like, the attackers would be, like, you know, grappling up. And they'd be, like, hanging upside down to you, like, looking through a window. And just, you know what I mean? They'd shoot you through the window. And it's just like, oh, well, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like,
yeah.
That's the game,
that's
I guess.
That's cool.
Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's that I don't mind. Because I actually did that. And I had I thought it was the coolest thing. I fucking busted a hole in a spot, like a hole in a window. And I turned upside down and grappled, like, you know, hanging from the top of the window.
Right.
And I watched them come right in. I had the shotgun. I was like, bow, bow, upside down, murdered like two of them. It was fucking great. Jumped in the window and fucking, you know, like that shit's awesome. It's like, it's fun. But if it's going to be like people know where I am and like there's only so many places to be and you're just going to fire into the walls and it's going to kill me, I don't like that.
I don't know. It's, I mean, that's the game type. I mean, it's fucking, they're supposed to be defending. I mean, like, that's what they're doing, you know? And fucking,
I know, but
they're trying
to spray the walls to be like, oh, okay, he's probably hiding in this room. Let me just spray the walls. I just feel like that takes it out of it.
How do they know that you're hiding? You know what I mean? How do they know that you're there at that time? Like, is it?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know. Do they just, that's where I'm kind of torn. Do they have some kind of tool that shows them I'm in there? Maybe they're looking at cameras.
Yeah, I mean, you can fucking get marked by cameras. You can fucking, they have, I know one of the, I don't know if it's the attackers or the defenders, is that pulse chick. I mean, she can fucking do a thing, so she can fucking spot you through walls and shit. And then I think on the other side, there's something that fucking blocks that. You know what I mean?
So that very well could have been what it was. Like, somebody seeing that I'm hiding in this spot and, like, just shoot the wall. And it's just something that I don't have yet, some kind of unlock, you know? So I guess that I didn't even really think about that. It could have been what it was. It was just, I was just getting kind of, not real frustrated, but just like, what the fuck? Like, this guy's just going to spray the walls, just random, like, it just shoot through the walls and kill me.
If it was random, dude, they'd just be fucking sprayed. You know where they were, you know what I mean? Because they'd just be fucking...
Well, yeah, that's like what it was, but they would get me. That's the thing. Like, it's I would have time to be like, oh, who's shooting? It's like they would just shoot me through the wall and I was dead.
It doesn't sound like it's random. It sounds like somebody knew where you were, you know? Or maybe they saw you through, you know what I mean? Maybe they fucking, there was a hole in the wall where they could see you.
Very true. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. So, I mean, it was still pretty good, though. So, I mean, I didn't play enough of it, but I think I could play.
Yeah. I bought it. I just fucking gave me the code. I just downloaded fucking Vegas 1 and 2, too, for free.
Oh, nice, nice.
But yeah, I was skimming through some reviews. I think fucking McCaffrey wrote one on fucking IGN. And fucking, he's like, oh, core gameplay is good. I just want more of it, like more modes, more maps. It's like, dude, for me, honestly, like, that's all I really care about, dude. Is the core gameplay is good and the fucking, even like one mode, as long as it's fucking good, dude, I'm fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's good enough for me, dude. I can fucking play it. That's funny. I don't understand why people get all like flipped out. Like, oh, there's only like 10 maps or something. It's like, yeah, but they're, you know what I mean? Fucking multiplayer maps. They're going to be different every time you play them. I mean, fucking,
Yeah, that's my only issue always from the start was just the options, like, but it seems pretty good the way they do it. Like, it seems like there's a good amount of space. I was worried about, like, let's say breaking into this random one house that only has like four rooms in it. You know what I mean? It's like they're either going to be this way, or this way. Like, it's pretty, and I guess it's not obvious, but I just worried if that would
Again, it's
wear out,
only to like I think it's only to like an extent that that's going to be possible because you can, you know what I mean? All the shit's like destructible, and like a lot of the walls, the ceilings are fucking destructible. And again, dude, just fucking people complaining like, oh, dude, people just camp here. They're just camping. It's like, dude, well, that's like the game. Like that's
That's
like
the
the
game,
game,
yeah.
dude. It's like fucking like you're defending. Like, the whole point is to set up fucking defenses to fucking like see people and slow them down and fucking like. The places you think they're gonna be, dude, you're supposed to be fucking camping and like, you know what I mean? Like that's how it is. Like that's just the game. Like,
Yeah, you have to, yeah, try to
so.
outthink that. Yeah, I have no problem with camping. Like, I understand, It's like I was actually trying to play different. I'm like, all right, when I'm defending, I'm like, maybe I'll be aggressive and I won't hang back. I'll fucking try to catch them coming right in, like run right up to the top floor, try to catch them busting in,
Remember the beta where we thought we'd be smart and like, oh, let's just go outside the house and just like try to get them outside. If they don't let you do that, though.
Yeah, that's another thing. You kind of have to stay within the parameters. Like, I kind of don't like that, but I get it at the same time.
Yeah, so it'd be like, fucking, yeah, I want to, yeah, I bought it, dude. I'm gonna fucking check it out probably after I get done with this.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say they probably shut the beta off, huh? I'd try to jump in with you if I still had it, but I think
I
it was
think it's,
yesterday.
yeah, I think it's different anyway. I don't think you can just load up the beta if it's not like fucking EA access, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot about, oh, that's going to be tempting.
I'll let you know. I will see. Like I said, I loved it, dude. It's again, dude. I thought the core gameplay was just so fucking like good, dude. I liked it. And it's just so again, dude, it's been such, dude, such a good year for fucking like shooters, like multiplayer shooters and fucking like specifically been so good. It's just so, like so many good ones, dude, and they're all so different. Like fucking like whatever, dude. Like fucking Halo, fucking Star Wars, this fucking, so good, really good fucking games.
Yeah, and they are all completely different in their own way.
Even like Fallout, I guess it's not multiplayer, but it's still a fucking, first person shooter type of deal. And that's like, RPG on top of it. Everything's just so fucking different. They're fucking all been really good. Then a little side note, I ordered a headset.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I gotta try and poke audio. It's fucking, I was thinking about it. I was telling
Oh,
it.
you went back to it to trying them? Did you order a
Yeah.
Polk Audio a long time ago when it was fucking like not coming out or something happened?
Yeah, it got delayed or something. Like it wasn't gonna be out for a while or some shit, dude. Then like I heard like some bad shit about him. And it happened to be listening to a podcast and fucking someone was fucking got sent a bunch of them to like try. And he's like, dude, these Polk Audios are the best fucking headset I've ever heard and blah blah blah. And I was looking on Amazon, they're on sale for like, I don't know, it's only like fucking like $40 or something. It was fucking cheap.
Really?
Like, dude, I'll fucking try. Maybe like, maybe like 60. I forget. It was definitely like,
Under 100.
yeah, like discounted like a lot. And I'm like, dude, I'll try them, dude. But the ones I get now, fucking like ridiculous. They're like falling. They're all, I get a bunch of masking tape on them to hold them up. It's fucking like, fed them for like 2 years. They're falling apart. The fucking Turtle Beaches. I'm like, dude, I was just thinking. I'm like, as I was listening to that, I'm like, that's weird. He's talking about like all these fucking different like brands and like fucking, he hasn't mentioned the Turtle Beaches yet. They're like, Turtle Beaches are crap and blah blah blah. I was like, dude, I have like no problem at all with the ones I'm wearing, dude, except the fact that now they're just like wear and tear, like fucking like
Yeah.
breaking. But
As far as the sound, I feel like mine are fine
yeah,
too.
I think they're fine. And it's like, dude, like it's like the durability on them. I've been wearing them, and it's like, dude, like fucking like the leather on the earpieces are like fucking just like coming apart because I'm fucking wearing them so much. But it's like, dude,
Yeah.
they're like fucking like workhorses, dude. Like even before this, the pair I had before, the wireless Turtle Beaches, dude, those last like they'd still work now if I fucking hooked them up. But I don't feel like fucking with batteries or the wireless, you know.
Okay.
I think he said something about like fucking like, oh, well, oh, those are crap and blah blah blah. And then I'm like thinking, I'm like, dude, well, you just get all these set and he's talking about how great these pokes are, and it's like, yeah, but how long did you wear them? Like a week, maybe? Like
Yeah,
fucking,
and they're all brand new, and it's like,
yeah, what happens like a fucking like 6 months now? Is it going to be like broken and shit? Like, you know, that's what pisses me off. I remember those fucking the Tritons that I had before, and they're like, oh, these sound
amazing.
Dude,
I love those.
Yeah, they sound amazing. But then like fucking within like a month, it's like, dude, they start like wires start getting loose and they're fucking like breaking.
Yeah, well, there's like 4 miles of wire.
Yeah.
Have to be plugged in.
Mm-hmm. You fucking run them over with chairs and shit, or it's like like, dude. And, like, fucking it starts getting, like, staticky, and then they just start fucking up, and it's like, you gotta, like, all right, where's the fucking, where's it fucked up, like, on this cord, you'd find the spot, and if I hold this, like, spot, dude, it's fine. It's like, dude, like, it's like, yeah, like, those sound great until, like, you wear them for a while, and they fucking just go to shit. So it's like, I'll try these fucking pokes, dude, and find out what it's about, but tell you right now, dude, these fucking Turtle Beaches, dude, are fucking built to last, dude. They're like fucking tanks,
dude. I might rebuy the same exact pair that
I was thinking about it. It's like, dude, these still work fine. It's just the fact that I gotta like tape them up. Like, it's like, dude, I know, like, they're
exactly
gonna,
like my ear cups fucked up. Like, that's all I need.
It's like eventually they're gonna be fucked up. I don't want to like not have a headset, so I'm like, oh, I'll buy like a backup, or I'll try these to see if they're any better. But I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, dude, I really like these, dude. I think they're fucking great. Fucking no problems at all. But we'll see.
Yeah, and I think I got the cheaper of the Turtle Beach. They're like the blue ones. I don't know like what series or whatever, but they're probably like the mid grade ones, you know.
Yeah, I get the more like the XO, like. You know what I mean? A little bit more heavy duty, I think. But it's like, dude, I mean, these have been fucking great.
Yeah, see, yours is surround. I think mine isn't, but it sounds just this, like, just as good as those surround ones did. Like, I can't tell. It doesn't sound like stereo, like, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds great.
I don't think these ones are, like, legit surround either.
Like the Tritons like, were, right?
Yeah. Like those are like actual like speakers in the ear, you know what I mean, for each fucking thing.
Yeah.
This is like some like simulated surround shit.
Yeah, but see, I feel like it's not I can't really tell the big difference. Like this still sounds great. It doesn't sound like bad compared to that, I don't think. I can't tell.
Nothing's really like the same as having like actual physical speakers like around you. Like it's not gonna be like that, you know what I mean? That fucking good, but so it doesn't really matter, I guess, but I don't know, I'll see how these fucking the pokes sound. They should be here in a couple of days. Along with my new router or modem.
Well, you're on a holiday spree over here.
Well, I was just getting pissed. I'm just like, dude, nothing works and everything's breaking and I'm fucking pissed and just like, dude, like, you know, start fucking buying shit and find out, try to make shit work, I guess.
It's like some people flip out and punch shit. You just go buy shit.
I'm fucking pissed. I'm going to buy shit. Well, then I can be pissed later when I'm fucking broke, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, fuck.
And then I start thinking about hanging myself, so.
Yep. Going to Suicide Forest in Japan.
Yep.
Or wherever it is.
This song is about girls and their dreams. Girls are like beautiful butterflies floating through life. One week they want to be a photographer. Next week they want to be an artist. But there's one thing we can do to clip the wings of those dreams. This is called I Put a Baby in You. Keynote.